Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. shining live in the Brown and Cooper studio.
Hey. Your girl J-Dub hanging out with you on your Monday morning. 559 high today near 76. Currently it is 63 degrees in Blue Springs.
J-Dub, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good.
It's too cold. I'll say that. You said 63?
Yeah, 60. That is not cold. What is we talking about?
We are still in August.
It's going to be 76 today.
That ain't hot enough.
Oh, what you trying to do?
Summer,
trying to burn your skin
all
off?
Year long.
Trying to burn your skin off?
I'm so mad that Leo season's over. Now, we got Mayor Quinn Lucas on the show this morning. Plus, it is White Linen Party week.
Yeah, it is.
We got tickets to go see White Linen Party. The 20th Hot 103 Jazz White Linen Party going down this weekend. This Labor Day weekend,
yeah.
Y'all. We got tickets for you. Plus, we got plenty of opportunities for your shot at $1,000. In some hot summer cash. That's why I'm mad that the temperature is so low. We still give away hot summer cash. The temperature got to match. That's all I'm saying. We got a jam-packed show for you this morning, cousins, as we hustle and shine on another beautiful week on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Go beyond imagining and talking about the principles you admire. Work them into the moments of your life. Your dreams and fondest desires are too valuable to languish in some distant future. Bring them into the activities you engage in today. Give life to your values, priorities, and preferences. Give action to your ambitions and objectives. You are so much more than a bundle of interesting concepts. You are a dynamic, living, breathing force who can bring unique goodness into existence. Every unfolding situation opens up new opportunities for you to realize more of your potential. Rise to the occasion, claim the energy of your destiny, and put it to positive use. Pay attention to the details, but don't let them needlessly distract. You have a great and meaningful life to live right now. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
76 degrees for a high today. Currently, it is 63 degrees in Independence.
All right, so I don't know if marrying somebody for money is always the good option, but I know a lot of people is wondering, why in the hell Raven Simone is in his relationship with her current wife? And one thing we know now, it ain't about money.
She was really bummed because she thought that in marrying me, a Jewish girl, she was going to get an upgrade.
I was marrying rich, too, and then I found
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but you're rich.
Not as rich as me.
Really? Wait, what? You're wealthier?
Yeah. Part of why I feel like I have to stand like 10 toes down about it and speak with my whole chest is because so many people think I married Raven just for money.
So say I didn't. Say I'm richer.
I do. That's what I just did.
So do it right here.
I didn't marry Raven for money. I'm richer.
So you married Raven because you're attracted to her.
Yes.
I married Raven.
It's so soggy it broke.
I married Raven because I'm really attracted to her, even her boobs. And she might remove them, and that's fine with me because I don't care.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bro, what?
That
it out.
It seemed like she was tight bragging a little bit.
It was low key bragging. It was like one of them. I mean, I got money. It's not because of her.
Right. Yeah.
You don't gotta tell nobody nothing. You don't owe anybody anything.
Right.
Especially your money and your wealth. Like, what are you talking about? I feel like I have to stand 10 toes down.
Right. That annoyed me too. I ain't gonna lie.
You gotta stand 10 toes down on something nobody cares about.
Who you been studying?
Right.
Mm. Pay me too. Pay me too.
Anyway, in other news, Teyana Taylor, she got a divorce from Iman Shumpert, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But it seems like she has landed on love's feet as Aaron Pierre. He don't play about Teyana Taylor.
Okay.
For me, in regards to this particular project, first and foremost, for me, it was always about serving Teyana and serving her.
Let you over there.
Serving her vision, serving her visionary spirit, her artistry, her creativity. I'm sure everybody knows this, but I've got to say it. Teyana is really one of one.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Okay, yeah. Look, you know, I am a believer, J-Dub, in making sure that people get their flowers and making sure that people know how you feel about them. Mm-hmm. And especially in a relationship, man, you are your wife's biggest cheerleader. At least that's how I feel a lot of times. You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
You got to act like that way, because a lot of dudes, they'll be like, oh, well, I'm finna do this, I'm finna do that, and I'm the king of the mountain. And you gotta treat your woman in order to get a certain amount of treatment from her.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I applaud this man and what he's doing for her.
I mean, especially because you got two people who are power people. You got a power couple, meaning he's doing things. He's Mufasa. Aaron, yeah, that's Mufasa. Like, he's doing, why you laugh? He's doing things too.
Because you made up a little song.
You ain't heard that song? No, that's the song he came out
that's
to
a real song?
On Jennifer Hudson. Yeah.
I had no clue.
Aaron, yeah, that's Mufasa. Oh, anyway, when he's doing things, she lifts him up. When she's doing things, he lifts her up. And that's the way a relationship should be.
Facts.
One person shouldn't be more in the spotlight than anybody else.
I tell you what, if you won't water your flowers, somebody else will.
You big man.
That's all I'm saying.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
I don't know if you know, but we on countdown to Kansas City's Grown and Sexy Night. It's the 20th Hot 103 Jams White Linen Party, and it's going down this Sunday at KC Live. All vibes, all night. Live performances from Kevin Ross in the building. We got Jay Brown. We got Bro James. We got Lizzen. And, of course, Kansas City's own LaVelle and DJ Mac in the mix. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's always tough for our Husky fellas to find some white for the white linen party.
Just make sure it's white and not that
not
old.
Cream.
Make sure it's some new white, not that old dingy white. That carpet white. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Come looking right.
That might have been me a couple times. Nah, man, get your tickets at AXS.com. It's going to be a good time coming up this weekend, cousins.
Yeah.
This past weekend, J-Dub, what you get into?
I went ahead and went to that Chiefs-Bears Arrowhead game.
Ooh.
You was in for
a treat, because the Chiefs, the first team.
They look solid.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, they did. And they played. People was like, they ain't going to play. It's the last game. They played. They got out there and did their thing.
They did.
That was it? That third string. I have a side hustle. I made some cookies this weekend.
You're not just going to skip over that.
No.
You gave me them cookies. I don't know, several months ago. Was they Christmas cookies or something?
It was the Chiefs. It was a Super Bowl.
It was, yeah. It was almondy. That was good.
It was almondy,
yes. It was the, what flavor?
Those are sugar cookies.
But it was another flavor that I felt like that was in it. It tasted cherry-ish.
No, it's almond.
Okay.
Just almond.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's
it's
why
almond,
I said the almondy.
Almond,
okay, yeah,
almond
yeah.
Almond extract, almond.
Hey, them cookies was fire.
I do it.
Yeah.
I do it. I had a big order this weekend. It was good. It was a nice little wedding order. So I
spent
most of my Saturday
on lunch
that.
On J-Dub. Okay, getting paid. Okay. Nah, man. I went to the zoo for the first time probably since I was in elementary school or something.
Aww.
And I had no clue that the zoo was that fun.
Okay, tell me about what made it so fun.
It was a couple of rides that we like. I'm not a roller coaster rider by any means. I can't do them.
Ooh.
But they had this little zip line mm-hmm. ride. I was like, okay, that's more my speed. That's something I could do.
Mm-hmm.
I have an extreme fear of heights. I don't like being in the air like that, man, because I feel like I'm finna fall at any moment. But it was scary enough to where it gave me some exciting, but mild enough to where I'm like, all right, I'm cool. Get me off of this. I'm good now.
Okay.
And then they had this other ride where you're in the sky and it takes you through the middle of the zoo or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know what they're called. I that was my favorite part. It was so relaxing. Again, but I'm up in the air. I'm suspended. Mm-hmm. But as being a bigger person, you got to look at certain things. So I'm looking at the mechanical efforts that they put into this thing, trying to see if I'm okay, seeing how this thing is going to ride.
Right.
Because it looks like it's just hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really like mounted on there pretty good.
Yeah.
So when I knew that, I was like, okay, I'm good. I can wiggle around or something. I can move. I can adjust my thighs quick or something. Pause.
What was your what was your favorite animal to see?
I wanted to see my lions. I wanted to see the lions. I got a big me being a Leo and all that.
Okay.
I got a big infatuation with the lions, but they wasn't coming out to play. It was several animals
like
that I
Leo.
Saw that I loved. Exactly. And it was the first day of Virgo season, so that explains a lot. But probably the elephants and the camels, because it's like you see these things on the internet and you see it on National Geographic mm-hmm. and you see it on TV and it's like, okay, that's a cool, cute little animal. Like, what? You see these things in person? I'm like, and I was mesmerized. I'm like, oh my God, this elephant is in front of my face and these elephants and all these animals is right off 63rd Street in the hood. Yep. That also trips me out that we got a zoo in the middle of the hood at Swope Park. So, man, if y'all ain't been to the zoo, man, go ASAP. It was so fun. And you get like a little discount if you're Jackson County or Cass County.
They send those things in the mail every pretty much once a quarter, so you can give. I think it's free admission or discounted admission anyway.
Shout out to the zoo one time.
Hey,
what's up, world? It's your boy Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning, hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute,
J Dub, with Kansas City recording 101 homicides to date. Community leaders and residents, they gathered Saturday at Swope Park for a youth violence conflict resolution seminar aimed at promoting community-driven solutions and steering young people away from violence.
We want the youth to understand that there's a lot of us that have been through what they're going through, and we're able to show them a different way. We know their struggle, we know their experience, so we can help them. So that's our goal.
Things that you can change immediately is what you take in, those conversations that you're having, who you surround yourself with. Those are the things that we can change now. And so we're giving those tangible instructions and solutions now. Let's start to touch, impact, and inspire the minds of our youth. That's the goal. Let's be that beacon of light. Let's be that city, that light that's set on a hill. Let's be the change agents that our communities need to see. As far as it's gotten and as bad as it's gotten, it's not too late. We're gonna impact who we impact.
So a lot of times when we read these stories and when we report on the things that's going on in KC, mm-hmm. most of the times, like at least 99% of the time, all of these shootings come from an argument.
Yeah.
Something that could be stopped ahead of time, or if somebody would just be like, all right, let me just back up and leave, or let me just be quiet and leave, or it's never that. It's always like sometimes a battle of egos and pride.
You know.
And I feel like with a little mediation and somebody intervening in some way, somehow, a lot of these things could be nipped in the bud immediately.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would say like being back in middle school, I remember I forget the name of the group, but we had a mediators. It was a peer mediators.
Yeah.
And you learn conflict resolution. You learn how to de-escalate a situation. So that way, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of people, it's about your pride, and ain't nobody worried about pride at the end of the day. You want to live. You want to live to even be able to tell the story these days. You can't even, you've got to be willing to let things go for the sake of the bigger goal.
And some people just think so short-minded about, oh, I'm getting disrespected now. I need to handle this now.
Yeah. And it don't work out like it's not that. And one of the things my mom, and I'm sure a lot of moms told you growing up, it's about the company you keep. It's about the people that you hang out with. And as you get older, you're going to learn, those of us who are, you know, grown now, we like, I got to let them people go because they're not, that reflects on me. The way they act, we go out, we do stuff. I ain't trying to be out here squabbling out in the streets. I'm trying to go out and have a good time.
In order to glow sometimes, all the time, you got to grow.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Highs today near 76. Going to be sunny and mostly nice. Currently, it is 60 degrees at Carl Bruce Middle School.
Mariah the Scientist speaking on her relationship with Young Thug and how she's tired of people commenting.
You want somebody to understand. Everybody acts like they want love for other people. And it's like, realistically, if that were the case, people wouldn't be so judgmental about what everybody is doing. At this point, I'm used to people scrutinizing my relationship. It's almost like I expect them to do that. I also don't want it to have such a heavy impact on my opinion on him or us to the point where it makes me not want to do it. I just want to be able to actively decide on my own if it's something that I want to do or not, or if it's something that's serving me or not serving me. It's definitely been a process.
Yeah, man, once you put your business out there, hey, you just open invitations for everybody to have some sort of comment. And Naomi asked me, my wife, she asked me, was like, something about a reality show. And I said, Naomi, respectfully, I would never do a reality show with you. That's the beginning of the end.
There is a way to keep your relationship public, meaning people know you in a relationship, but keep the inner workings of your relationship very private.
Amen.
Like, nobody need to know what's going on behind closed doors.
Maybe like Ciara and Russell Wilson, as she gets to brag on her boo.
Oh my gosh. I don't have to even reply to that, because why would I even respond to that? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what I know, and that's all that matters. But he is the most amazing human being you could know. Mm. The smartest, most intelligent black man that I have ever known.
That was Ciara when she was asked about her thoughts when it comes to critics referring to Russell Wilson as corny.
Can I just say that I love black love, and I love the fact that we are highlighting stories of people who are completely enamored by their mate. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Totally love it.
Last hour, what, it was Tiana Taylor and Mufasa.
Aaron Pierre. That's Mufasa.
And then, stop. Can we throw in Raven Simone in that too? No? Okay.
If you got the D.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jams.
Another week talking all things KC with our 55th elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Now, Mayor Lucas, we've seen our entertainment districts turn into magnets for chaos once the clubs close. Unsecure parking lots with no light nor oversight becoming breeding grounds for shootings, drug sales, and car sideshows. Now, two people just lost their lives in one of these lots over the weekend, unfortunately. You propose new laws to address this. What should KC residents know about this going forward? One, and two, on the flip side, from nightlife to neighborhoods, too many blocks are scarred by used car lots that look more like junkyards than businesses. You introduced new standards last week. How quickly can residents expect to see these changes on the ground, Mayor Lucas?
You know, I think if you look at both of those things, I get my critics, but I grew up in the city. I grew up walking by things like this, living by things like this. Let's go with the places where people are gathering in these parking lots after hours. Every one of us knows where trouble may break out after the bars close in a Westport or a Power and Light district or somewhere at one of our entertainment districts. This very space where two people were killed 2 days ago, three people shot, is a spot where we had warned the people that said, you know what, y'all need to secure that. Y'all need to do something about it or somebody's going to die. And look at what we caught just recently. Sorry, I got the school bus back in the neighborhood. And so for me, I think what is important is making sure, one, yes, we cast blame on the perpetrators. We're going to find the perpetrators after the shooting that happened in the same parking lot at 13th and Grand a month ago. Police charged people. Prosecutors have prosecuted. And we have people in jail right now. Same thing happens a month later. So we need to make sure people do just the bare minimum to make sure that their property is actually going to be safe. Have some security. Have a gate that opens and closes. And yes, people can get through, but let me tell you something about the criminal element that's the same as the rest of us. Maybe they don't follow rules, but they cheat like the rest of us. And they don't want to pay to be in that parking lot any more than anybody else does who's trying to park two blocks away. So that's that one. The police aren't parking lot attendants. The police aren't babysitters. Mm-hmm. And this is something that says that all of us have to have some shared responsibility. On used car lots, the same thing. And look, I know there are honest, upstanding people who are trying to make sure they're in a viable business. But there are others, and you see them going up and down Prospect, Truce, Independence Avenue, Blue Ridge, Warnell, and a whole bunch of streets. They got every car known to man packed in. Half the cars don't look like they can run. All the sorts of things that become issues. You got weeds growing between cars. You got things that look like junk lots. That's something that we need to change and address. To live in the core of the city doesn't mean that you can't have the same types of neighborhood standards you have anywhere else. You drive to Mission Hills, Kansas today. You don't see a vacant lot with 20 different people just hanging out till 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. You don't see a used car lot with 30 cars thrown in. And we may not have multi-million dollar houses, but we deserve the same services, the same respect from our neighbors as anybody else.
Okay, Mayor, so I know that you ran 6 years ago on building more affordable and attainable housing. Talk about some of the progress that we've done in Kansas City and what it's looking like.
My greatest pride. We probably have housing for between 10 to 15,000 Kansas Cityans that didn't exist 6 years ago. I said when I was running, we were going to work on housing. We were going to invest in housing in ways that Kansas City had never seen before. And we're seeing progress in connection with it. 5,400, almost 5,500 new units of housing have been built. We have invested tens of millions of dollars. And this is affordable housing with rents as low as $450 a month. $450 a month. So we are building more. Kansas City continues to need more supply. And every now and then I catch what my haters have to say in the comments. Yes, we are building on Independence Avenue. Yes, we are building on Jackson. We are building around the city. And people say, well, why are you building there and not somewhere else? Because we're going to make sure housing is available and accessible in every part of Kansas City, the east side, northeast, southeast Kansas City, even the southern Northland where I was this week. So we are making good progress. This is one of the greatest accomplishments, I think, of local government over the last 6 years. I look forward to more success. We are well on our way to 10,000 new units, which is probably housing for about 25,000 Kansas Cityans that didn't exist before my administration.
Back with our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quinn Lucas, talking all things KC on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Mayor Lucas, I know that trees have been legalized in Missouri the past couple of years, but I understand that Canopy Covers Kansas City Free Trees are back. You can go get you a free tree, Kansas City. How can we do that, Mayor Lucas?
You call 311. We also have an initiative, kcmo.gov/trees. kcmo.gov/trees, or call 311. Hop on the My KCMO app. We can get you good legal trees. Hey, now, don't go growing unregulated trees. There's still some trouble you can find if you start a farm or something different. We like nice, regular neighborhood trees that are going to grow big and tall.
Oh, yeah. The greener, the better. Mayor Quinn Lucas, we'll holler at you in a couple weeks. Next week is Labor Day, so make sure that you stay away from those bad trees, Mayor Lucas. Have a good one and be a blessing.
Don't worry about me. I'll see y'all soon.
All right. Have a good
Bye.
One.
Bye.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
824 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s. It's clear and cool. It's 63 right now in South KC. Oh, Lord. I don't know how these cast of characters got on the same podcast, but Tyrese and Kirk Franklin, among other people, was on this podcast talking about polygamy. And Tyrese probably gave y'all a little TMI here.
My body count is a little scary. Going back to my specific career, everywhere I go, every audience I perform in front of, every club I host, I pretty much never see dudes. It's all women. Mm. It's been that way from the beginning. I got to a point where a powerful man of God asked me a question. And he said, hey, Reese, let me ask you, man, how many more? He did not come at me. I was not attacked. I didn't feel attacked. He didn't be like, come on, like, how many? When you been out here doing that? I mean, come on. He said, how many more?
Lord have mercy. When you get to talking like that, my brother, you may have done too much.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what the conversation was like off the cameras and stuff, because I know Kirk Franklin, I know he was sitting there appalled, but understands that Tyrese was pause, a band's pause, he was a sex symbol in the 90s. He was 2000s too. So I can imagine what his life was like. Just praying for that brother.
Oh my gosh.
All right, y'all. And then Big X the Plug, man, he's in a little bit of trouble this morning as he's been arrested, according to Dallas County jail records. The 27-year-old, whose legal name is Xavier Landon, he was booked early Friday morning. Records show he was taken into custody by Dallas police at about 2:20 a.m. No pun intended with the song. According to Fox KDFW, in Dallas, he was charged with possession of marijuana, less than 2 ounces, and unlawful possession of a firearm. These celebrities, man, you see a lot of these celebrities getting caught up in the past several weeks or months with what seems to be like low-level crimes. You saw Glorilla. Matter of fact, Glorilla was the victim in her own crime, and they charged her. So I say all that to say, man, with the way that society is and how it's going and the power that's wielding with the police and all that, man, you know, some people just might want to take a chill pill.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Virgo season. It's time to say happy birthday to those logical, hardworking, artistic, and observant Virgos.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending birthday love to actor and comedian from All That Good Burger, Kel Mitchell. Happy birthday to singer Alexandra Burke. Sending birthday love to actress Chyna Ann McClain. Happy birthday to TV actress Blake Lively. Happy 67th birthday to director of Batman and a number of other movies, Tim Burton. Happy 64th birthday to father of Miley Cyrus, country singer Billy Ray Cyrus. Happy 21st birthday to the son of T.I. and Tiny Harris, King Harris. Happy 76th birthday to rock singer from Kiss, Gene Simmons. Happy heavenly birthday to legendary movie actor Sean Connery. And happy 61st birthday to TV and movie actor Blair Underwood. Now let's take it to the crib to wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, J Boogie Tez World, Yacina Sanchez, and Monique Smith. Sending birthday love to Desiree Saunders, Danny Nelson, and Chris Boston. Happy birthday, Antonio Harris, Dula J, and Bernicia McDaniel. Plus, sending birthday love to Gregory DJ G Money Harris, Anthony Rios, and everybody else born on August 25th. Happy birthday, Virgos. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Cuz, what's up, man? It's Dennis.
What's up, man? How you feeling this morning, dog?
I'm up, man. It's Monday.
Good.
Ready to go.
Yep. That's the attitude I got, too, man. All right, so before we get started, what's your check engine light looking like, dog?
I ain't got one.
That's always some good news. You trying to go to the White Linen Party coming up this weekend, man? Plus, get yourself registered for a chance at this $1,000 in Hot Summer Cash?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Here we go. Finish these lyrics.
Let me see you. Let me see you go.
Back and forth and forth.
Let me see you go.
Back, forth and forth.
Okay, you took it up an octave. Okay, I see what you're doing over there, dog.
Early, you know, morning, folks.
For you working hard, you going to the White Linen Party, man. The 20th White Linen Party this Sunday with Jay Brown, LaVelle, Ro James, Kevin Ross, and Lizzen all performing live at the Power Light District. Plus, you just got yourself registered for a chance at $1,000 and some hot summer cash. You got these tickets, man, so who you going with? Shout them out.
I'll probably take the wife to that, man.
That's the only answer.
Yes, sir.
All right, man, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you all the way hooked up, cousin.
Hey, this is Hustle and Shine in the morning. Top 103 Jams. If you don't slam the Z, you tripping.
I need that money